listening to the repository. To quote Anne Boleyn, as she placed her head upon the block, the day thou hast given, O Lord, hath ended. Fortunately, for the rest of us, a new one has just begun.
Thank you. When I was 7 or 8 years old, my best friend, only friend, honestly, lived across the street. He was a couple of years younger than I. We had been running around in the summer heat, and if memory serves, he ran into the house to pee and grab a glass of water. Went in through the open garage, past the washer and dryer. His industrious mom had been doing laundry all day. He was parched. Spied a glass of water on the lid of the washer. Grabbed it. Downed it like a 5-year-old, which he was. Doing a jello shot, which it wasn't. Y'all see what's coming? It was half a glass of Clorox in a Pyrex measuring cup. He knew something was wrong instantly, pale as death. His mother somehow knew, too. She'd been in the kitchen, right inside. Gathered him up, tossed him in the back of the station wagon, and was rocketing to the nearest emergency room in seconds. Stomach pumped. Voice like a handful of gravel in an empty cement mixer for 2 weeks. Said, I'm never doing that again. People, when a 5-year-old says it like that, it is sincere. He was fine. But, I cannot imagine how anyone would deliberately do such a thing. You'd have to be, well, deficient or something. Right? Served in a syringe, a shot glass, or whatever. That stuff is nasty.
You are listening to The Repository. There's always room for one more in The Repository. Send your audio offerings, burnt or otherwise, to kzzh@accesshumboldt.net. We will make sure it gets in front of the right people.
Come hither in thy hour of strength. Come, weak as a breaking wave. Here stretch thy body at full length, or build thy house upon this grave. Fair seed time had my soul, and I grew up fostered alike by beauty and by fear. Much favored in my birthplace, and no less in that beloved vale to which ere long we were transplanted. There were we let loose for sports of wider range. Ere I had told 10 birthdays, when among the mountain slopes frost and the breath of frosty wind had snapped the last autumnal crocus, 'twas my joy with store of springes o'er my shoulder hung to range the open heights where woodcocks run along the smooth green turf. Through half the night, scudding away from snare to snare, I plied that anxious visitation. Moon and stars were shining o'er my head. I was alone, seemed to be a trouble to the peace that dwelt among them. Sometimes it befell, in these night wanderings, that a strong desire o'erpowered my better reason, and the bird which was the captive of another's toil became my prey. And when the deed was done, I heard among the solitary hills low breathings coming after me, and sounds of undistinguishable motion, steps almost as silent as the turf they trod. No less when spring had warmed the cultured vale, moved we as plunderers where the mother bird had in high places built her lodge. Though mean our object and inglorious, and yet the end was not ignoble. Oh, when I have hung above the raven's nest by knots of grass and half-inch fissures in the slippery rock but ill-sustained, and almost, so it seemed, suspended by the blast that blew amain, shouldering the naked crag. Oh, at that time, while on the perilous ridge I hung alone, with what strange utterance did the loud, dry wind blow through my ear? The sky seemed not a sky of earth, and with what motion moved the clouds? Dust as we are, the immortal spirit grows like harmony in music. There is a dark, inscrutable workmanship that reconciles discordant elements, makes them cling together in one society. How strange that all the terrors, pains, and early miseries, regrets, vexations, lassitudes interfused within my mind, should e'er have borne a part, and that a needful part, in making up the calm existence that is mine when I am worthy of myself. Praise to the end, thanks to the means which nature deigned to employ, whether her fearless visitations or those that came with soft alarm like hurtless light opening the peaceful clouds. Thank you.
You are listening to The Repository. The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. Said the walrus to the carpenter, "If I were a carpenter, and you were a lady, I'd marry you anyway, and I'd have your baby." Said the carpenter to the walrus, "That's a fine kettle of fish."
No?
Is it? Oh, is that there?
Go around. One, I didn't see it. One card at a time.
I thought I had two.
Progressed.
Do we bet every time?
Progressed.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Give me one.
Oh, he's right. He's got his card. I call.
He doesn't have to show them. I didn't think you had to show them. Oh, he showed
his
card. He didn't show his under card.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't show mine.
Put in 2 cents.
And then if you didn't, he blew up for more than 2 cents.
Right.
You bet.
Cents?
We're in.
I thought his all the way around.
Are you in, Mike?
I just need to add it. Over there.
This makes it fun. I'll wait.
You're going to hang on.
Mike?
I'm out. He's out.
What are you doing? I want one. Up or down? You have to take
you got to get that
right now.
That's all you go. You can bet now.
You bet. That's right. This is called. This is called building the pot.
You got to bet after every card.
I don't have enough.
This really gets the mammoth. You got to be cagey now.
Now what was it?
You might. You bet. It's all right.
Oh, they're still putting in. I thought they bet again.
He likes the card. There, he's got a. Ooh, that's a nice card.
Beautiful card.
I'd like
to. Now, better, Greg. If you got the guts, you can always check.
2 cents.
Where's those pretzels, though? Are the pretzels all gone? No.
Roger, he got a card. He's called for bet.
They are now.
Get your money in. Okay. Roger, Betty, hey. What do you want? You want a card or not?
Yes.
You want a card? Just count the card.
Big one.
Oh, big one.
That might be great. She's got an ace in the hole. She's got 21.
Bet. And check it.
Nobody checks. Yes, Katie. Girl, these are the big spender.
Oh.
Man. You sure you're in time?
You're home. I keep wanting to make you put more money
get
in.
Get one of these packs.
I got one.
One. Go ahead.
Oh, you got that.
Now what?
Scott got the yellow cord. I think the white one.
All the boys? How many of them in the band?
The boys aren't in with the girls.
Check.
Well, they better not have the light on.
Check.
Card.
They're all out there learning their mind. They'll
run
the battery. Double check.
Deal, congratulations.
All right.
What are we doing?
Check.
No,
we're
out.
I'm
back 2 cents.
Oh,
there we go.
I got
ace in
the hole now.
You got any lighter fluid up there?
Yeah, there's a can of it.
She's either got 2 face cards or ace now. What do you got, Roger? Oh, that's a dangerous card.
She's
got an ace in the hole. We're all dead.
She's got the low.
All right, Jane.
What do you got, Jane?
You can check. You can check, Jane. Look at old Betty May. You know what she's got in the hole, don't you?
Got another card. She's got 20.
Okay.
I'm okay, and I'll check.
She got 21. That's what I said.
4 cents. Is that what you said?
Did you put your other two in?
I'm going to go all the way with this hand.
I can't get 21 and a half.
Why can't you? What do you got now?
You know what I got down. What
do you know? I don't know you.
I only have one card.
That's right.
I
want to
get
hit. I only got one card.
Hit me.
Hit him.
Now that's a nice hint. That's 13. That gives you 23.
Look at it.
Well, I sure got out of that down.
$10. All right. So what happens now?
If you're okay, you're okay.
No, I'm out.
I'll check.
Okay.
I'm checked.
What's the rest of them?
Me too,
check.
Might as well bet.
What's the rest of them?
Everybody's checking.
Check.
Betty, are you checking?
They own my
no,
car.
No, 2 cents. Are the kids off there?
Everybody's
in. She's looking for razors.
Make it a nickel. Look, Jane.
Uh-oh, there's a razor. She got the low one.
What'd you raise, Jane?
She's raising it a nickel.
To a nickel.
Okay.
To a nickel.
She raised
it. Trust me, a nickel?
Right on.
One nickel coming in there. I got a 20 cent threat.
I don't know. That's the nickel.
She's got low
and
she's got high.
Yeah,
she's got
deuce
in the hole. She's got seven.
Roger, you out? Yep.
There's only two people in
there. Are you guys
I gotta look at
these. Are you in?
So far, you haven't taken a card, right? Roger's out. She's got
I'm
five.
In. You can change your time at any time. You feel
three.
There's too many for love.
Seven. He's got a taken card. She's gonna stay for love.
How are you feeling?
Well.
How long have you been here?
About 3 months, May 17th.
And what brought you here?
That's difficult to answer.
Could you give me some idea?
Offhand, I can't.
Whose idea was it that you come here?
A psychiatrist.
And what happened that ended up with your being here in the hospital?
The psychiatrist decided that this was the situation for me.
Did he tell you why?
No, the psychiatrist did not.
Has anybody told you why?
481, please.
Thank you.
No.
Have you any idea why?
Yes.
And what is that?
I am not completely like other people.
What do you mean by that?
Hello, is Jerry there?
People dislike me because I am not completely like them.
And in what way are you different?
289, please.
I am trying to do with my life something which few people try to do. And this influences my thinking and consequently my actions.
What is it you're trying to do with your life?
Play the piano for people.
I'm not clear. How is it that playing the piano for people has eventually resulted in your being here in the hospital?
I sit differently when I play the piano, and when I'm away from the piano, I occasionally look differently from other people, and this has caused dislike from people.
They dislike you because you sit differently at the piano?
Yes.
What way do you sit at the piano that people would dislike you?
I cannot describe an illustration of how I sit.
Okay. Thank you.
And I can't imagine it, that it would make people angry at you or at least dislike you. How do you know they dislike you?
233M, please.
My father does, and doctors do, because of the way I appear in relationship to the way I sit at the piano and occasionally stand when I'm away from the piano because of the way I sit at the piano.
How do you stand when you're away from the piano that they dislike you?
I can't describe an illustration.
Does it feel to you any different from the way other people stand?
Yes, it feels different.
In what way?
This is becoming too involved to describe.
Would I be right in assuming then that you don't feel that you belong in the hospital, but that other people did feel that?
As soon as I express the belief that I do not belong in this hospital, which is a mental hospital, then those who dislike me want to find a worse place for me.
I'm not sure I understand. Could you make that clearer for me?
No.
Is this a way of...
Yes, I can. As soon as I express the belief that I do not belong in this mental hospital, then those who dislike me want to find a hospital where the living conditions are not as good as this.
But why are you in the hospital in the first place? I'm not clear.
Because I'm working to do something which, in my life, which most people do not do. This influences my thinking and occasionally my actions. And a psychiatrist has noticed this.
What has he noticed?
Likes the actions and the thinking and has decided that I should be here to change them.
You are listening to The Repository. People usually laugh when I tell them about my strong belief in the existence of prehistoric advanced technology and great civilizations of alien overlords. They usually stop laughing when I zap them with the proton ray gun I found at the city dump.
First job I had, shepherding. I helped with the sheep for about 6 months. And with the sheep, carried the hurdles. Then I learned the way to pitch the hurdles. Just helped the old shepherd feed them. A bit of hay and a bit of cake. We used to have a bit of cake then, though. Oh, not much, not the Hampshire Downs lot. But they used to have a bit of cake then, see. And perhaps in the lamb cake, used to have some locusts. Locusts was good to eat. Well, we used to get this year locusts and start this lamb's food over. And get the locusts out, though, see? Peacocks and all that in there, see? And what your locust beans, though, see? That used to be sweet, though. We used to get pocket for that and keep chewing and chewing. And you always take them a pocket for the locusts, see? There was always somebody running around with some locusts at night. It's a bean, locust beans. Come, they don't grow in this country. I think they're imported, though, these locust beans. They're sweet, sort of a soft, woody thing. Sweet as syrup, they are. Mm. Used to be a lot of locusts used for sheep one time. Went garden boy at Clanville Lodge for Captain Faith. He was a captain then, but he...
Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, it's
John Thompson. And when I used to weed the garden and look after chickens and that, and lead the pony when it was lawn mowing, all jobs like that. Used to always have me, always used to bring me out my lunch. If I didn't go in the house and get it, I always used to bring it out. I used to have it out on the lawn. And that was a cup of hot milk and some brown butter. Oh, that's when I was doing that again. That's, I went up there once I was a boy and went Whalebury, see Strongsbury Whale. It was all the horses then, look, see, double and single, see, the vans, look, see, used to have bells on them, see, used to deliver this beer, look, with horses, see. Well, and this old boy says, going for a ride, Charles. I said, ah, I said, I'll come. I said, where are we going then? Oh, he says, going up the Bedwin. So gets up the Bedwin, look, gets to the pub. Of course, the first thing he had to do was to put the nose bag on, look. He always had the nose bag, see, for all the horse. So he put the nose bag on, and along come a party, along on the road, and dressed up well she was. So she says, what a nice horse that is, and patted him on the neck, see. A little nipper come along, he says, don't they go talk near you? Her just had a bloody kid rav. Her was the hotter was, her couldn't help herself, her couldn't. And it's your party getting such a smack up out of your own knocking for
thank you. Have been listening to The Repository. The Repository is a production of KZZH and Access Humboldt in Eureka, California. Find out more at accesshumboldt.net. Thanks for listening.